And you thought to yourself, you said, at the state fair, you said, you're talking about, you said you thought to yourself.
Of what it would be like to be so, you know, that you could just get out and do. I mean, it's no limit. Mm. You know, that if you could do something, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if I were close enough by? I thought to myself, wouldn't it be something if I were close enough by that I could bring my chicks and my cat, you know, that I was raising, my kitty cats and what have you, and show it at the fair, and they would actually give me a ribbon, you know, and a little, even pay you, you know, for these things. I thought, I mean, I was charmed at that. I was really charmed at that because, well, it was such a different life, as I said. No child of today, in fact, our children are from here now with that Title IX. They get to go everywhere. They have been places. 6-year-olds have been places that I hadn't been when I was a grown woman. Of course, I can't say that that I haven't ever been because naturally, you know, with the service gives me an advantage in a lot of ways. But it was...
You never went anywhere else around, and you never went on other big trips?
Uh-uh. No, shoot. It would have blown our minds. It would have blown our minds to have a, you know, to have an activity, which now these children, you know, the driver for the activity bus, just pick up the activity bus if they're going on the weekend, just bring it when Friday afternoon she goes up there, or he, who is going to drive it, and get the bus, and they go on off to Washington, you know, or down on the coast, and up in the mountains, and everywhere. Shoot, it would have blown our minds. unheard of, right. Because we had our own celebration, you know, for the 4th of July and what have you, a community get together for that. And it was just, it was unheard of to even think of such a thing. I remember, one of my friends when we were in school. Naturally, as I said, everybody was in school together. If you were from the community, you were a schoolmate, so to speak. And one of the, it might have been a couple of the girls from the community had a chance to go to this swimming pool. It was called Barnett's Pond outside of Roxborough. And she actually had a bathing suit above her knees.
Ooh.
Sleeveless.
Ooh. Scandalous.
Ridiculous. And I thought to myself, oh, how I wish my dad, because I asked him if we could go, if I could go with these girls had invited me, that they were going over there on the weekend. And I asked my dad, ooh-wee. That's like today's world would be of asking to strip naked and dance in the pulpit, you know.
Right.
You know, compared to today's morals, you know. The thought of that, and evil, my friend had moved. We go on occasions to visit with her dad in Delaware, and she came back with a pair of the knee shorts. I came down the stairs. And it was a sleeveless blouse and didn't have a collar. And we could wear the same thing at that time. I came down the stairs. She had brought these things to my house. She stayed a whole lot, would come and visit with us a lot. I came down the stairs with that on. Oh, sinful me.
Was it your dad that carried her mostly, or your mother?
Yeah, both. Mm-hmm. And my brother get up those stairs and pull that ridiculous stuff off that even my brother. Mm-hmm. And this, I say, the way that we grew up, it's no wonder that my teeth fall out, even though they're growing in my mouth. To see some of the things now that is condoned the way that I come along. And it was a general thing of the community. Nobody had to fear each other. No such thing. I'd walk with you anywhere. We walked all over this whole place. We'd walk for miles and miles.
Even when you were a little girl?
Yeah.
Well, it's changed a lot.
We'd walk, my sisters and I, get on the road and walk to Bethel Hill on a Saturday to Virgilina, to Mayo. Just we girls.
My little girl would trade everything modern if she could do that. If you asked her that she could do it without her mom and dad looking over her shoulder.
It's so sad, though.
She's seven and she just wants to go.
No.
I'd like to.
No.
I'd like to let her.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
Mm-hmm. Well, some weekend, when she wants to go take a nature trail, we'll get together and we can just walk to our heart's content in any direction.
You serious?
And it's this to me, losing this in itself was losing so much. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have kept the old school building and the old church for principle.
Mm-hmm. To show where you've come from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the plaque. We have the plaque at the grounds for the old, where the old school sat. But the old school itself is gone. Well, there was a plaque erected there 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think it was about 2 years ago.
How about the church?
The church we rebuilt. Okay. We moved from the old church over to the new church.
What's it called? What was it called when you were growing up?
Mill Chapel.
Mill?
Mayo.
Mayo.
M-A-Y-O.
Mayo. Mm-hmm.
It was called Mill Chapel.
That's a family name for Laura.
Well, when the church was built, when the church was established there, When our own church was established, this was the name that was given to our church.
What was life inside the community like? Were there other? You said that the community had a 4th of July celebration.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Do tell.
It was, well, you couldn't understand. My son, in a way, there's some of it that that he knows. But there's some of it that he can't even understand of how that we, But if you don't know any different, well, there's the big difference. If you've never tasted wine, you don't desire it.
Try me. I mean, can you try to describe it as it was through your eyes then?
It was great. It was great, as I said. My sisters and I, to give you a little example of what I'm talking, what I'm saying, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters and I would go, these guys that lived over, our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
We would go places at night, stay till bedtime. We walked by the flashlight with these two guys, which was not our brothers. Walked with these two guys, young girls, just young girls, and we would walk with them anywhere in the world we wanted to go. There was no danger. If somebody from this community come for you to go somewhere, it was not a second thought. It was not even a second thought given as to where you were or what you were doing. For the mere reason, the guy was under the charge. The guy was under the charge. When I left that door with that guy, I didn't come home with somebody else. If I left my home with Calvin, I came home with Calvin. That was a known thing, and it was an understood. We were just like brothers and sisters in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if we were not, even where we weren't dating, it was just a matter of somebody that was trustworthy, that we knew we could trust our life with, leave alone our character.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely beautiful. And I never knew in the coming up, I can't think of but one family. And they said the word that this person was divorced. What is divorce? I asked. What are you talking about? That they don't live together. Why?
If I can just ask you to hold it up. I'm sorry. I don't want to miss anything.
And we never had any use. The law was one of the oh man, going town on our annual trip, and here was that policeman all dressed up in the uniform, you know, and the gun hanging on him. The same thing with the sheriff. The only time you ever saw the sheriff was when we would get on our annual thing. We never had to call the law. The law would have gone out of business if they had depended on this community.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't need them.
Probably didn't want them either, would be my guess.
Mike, wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were not going, we were not going to do something other to need the law. It would have scared us to death, I guess, if we had, you know, if law had come up and knocked on the door.
And so when you're going out like this, you didn't have, did you have places to go? You go to each other's houses?
We go to each other's houses.
There were no clubs or?
our club was going up where they, one of our friends, like we cured tobacco. In Barnes, I'm sure you've heard of that, although you might not have ever even seen it. But we had the wood-burning barns that cured tobacco. So a crowd of us would get together up there. We roasted apples in the furnace and played little games. games, you know, that we make up on your own, such as switching chairs, these exciting things, you know, these exciting things, you know, like they would tell us, you know, you would start at the end of the line, and then I would say, I would whisper maybe something to you, and then you would tell the next person what you understood me to say when I said it to you. And you'd be surprised then what it would sound like by the time that that it would get to the end of the line. Mm-hmm. All of those exciting things, you know. But the one thing about it, we weren't calling the police, and the police wasn't coming. Mm-hmm. The police wasn't coming to see what we were up to. Because it did not result in a riot nor a brawl. This was the kind of entertainment that we had. And as I said, the 4th of July, such as that art, there was ball games. We would meet up at what we call the state line sometimes. But the most of the time would be a place over past back of where our church is now. This guy, I think his name was Stuart, that had an open field over there. And that's where we would meet to play ball.
And just people in the community.
Uh huh. Right.
There wasn't a team that played other communities.
Oh no. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, not until later years. Now, of course, as I said, there is no difference. There is no difference made at all in the most of the because the most of the people now families are in a married, children going away and marrying out of the community.
Right.
It's just not any real difference. Mm-hmm. It's not any real difference now.
But in those days, so 4th of July, you get together and play ball?
Right.
And was there...
Drink lemonade, eat ice cream. People would cook cakes, you know, the homemade cakes. Then make the homemade ice cream.
Right there down at the ball field? Is that what they
do? Mm-hmm.
What kind of ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of ice cream?
Then the most of the ice cream for the 4th of July, when did that they had at the ball field, was made and brought there and sold. Mm. It was just the regular ice cream, you know, like you buy in the stores. Mm-hmm. But now, like when we got together at homes, and done this. It was made with the, with what they call the churn thing that you make, which is, that ice cream is different. There is no ice cream in the whole wide world. And we occasionally do this now, even until now, such as when we had the get-together, one of the get-togethers at the Fellowship Hall at church. We had the lemonade made in the tin tubs. And that's, if you've never tasted, you have the ice chipped real fine, or break it up. Mm-hmm. And I call it in smaller pieces, and then you make your lemonades, roll your lemons, and use your spring water. Then cut those lemons, you know, into that, and just have the whole tub. Well, they had every sort of drink you ever could have thought of. And that lemonade was the first thing that was gone. Because a lot of people had never seen that, especially the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, the younger generation had never seen lemonade made in a tub like that. But this was our get-together.
Were there other big social events that the community had that weren't just like in the family, but were community-wide, the church events or?
Oh yeah, we had church events. And at the school we had what we call box parties. When I was growing up, you know, just a young girl. And it would be like a beauty. We would call it like a beauty contest. And then we would have, you would fix boxes like like have boxes with fruits and maybe some candies or cake or something in that box. And that box then would be sold, which give you the amount of bids. Like ever who was bidding on me, and they would bid $20 on my box then, and which was higher than anybody else's. Then I would be the winner. You know, we had that was our kind of get together.
What about it? Christmas.
At Christmas time, we had our what we call the community Christmas tree. Everybody, we had the big Christmas tree at the school, and everybody's name, everybody would have a gift.
Mm. Everyone, all the children in the community
would have a gift. You know, like
and
if
you,
I...
You still have Christmas at home.
Yeah.
But you also have...
Yeah, like we would draw names at school.
Mm-hmm.
We would draw names. If I got your name, then I would give you a gift. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, if you got my name, you would give me a gift. Mm-hmm. Just ever whose name that you were drawing, it might not be. I mean, it was not that you selected that person to give the gift. But just ever whose name, if you got a girl's name or a boy's name, then you just got the little gift. You just got the little gift then, you know, that would be appropriate for that individual.
It sounds like you had a happy childhood.
Well,
I did. Are we glossing over it somehow? Are we getting nostalgic or something? I mean, it sounds like a beautiful place. I mean, it sounds like a beautiful community.
It was. It just could not. I mean, in that respect, we were as happy as a lot, because you see, I didn't realize, really then, I didn't realize how disadvantaged that I was, because I had so much. Mm-hmm. I had so much of the things that were essential. I had love, I had security, I had encouragement, I had everything that it takes to make a person, to give a person a foundation, a stable foundation, which if you have that, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you don't.
Mm.
If, and we learned real young in life, I did, that we always had what we wanted, although we were poor. Because I have a theory, to have what you want is to want what you have. And that would be, to me, that would be a great thing if today's generation could be taught that you don't always be reaching for something that you know is not within your reach. There are things that you can, there are things that you can't, if you cannot obtain. Now, if my income is a certain thing, I don't go out looking for a Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, we didn't expect to go dressed like the lawyers and the doctors or children, because our dad was not a lawyer or a doctor, but we didn't sit back mourning and groaning about that. We enjoyed him for what he was.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed each other. If we had hand-me-downs, we were happy with that. We even had hand-me-downs. If somebody had something to hand down, if it's usable,
mm-hmm.
use your resources.
Mm-hmm.
Use the resources, and this is the way that we, and naturally, as you spoke about our entertainment then, quilting was a big thing. Well, we weren't just quilting for the sake of taking it to the county fair either. Was a matter, you know, of having covers for the beds.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just send a note out, you know, from school, and the group get together then and quilt out quilts.
Now, you girls would do it, not just...
Yeah.
Not, you're not talking about your mama. You're talking about the girls quilting.
Well, our mom, you see, they taught us how. Our moms taught us how to cut and sew pieces together and make a quilt. We made our own. We made our own clothes. You know, all of this.
And then at school you'd organize your own quilt and parties. That was just for the.
That no, the quilt parties was in the community.
Oh, okay.
That's where we learned, and that's where we done our quilting. This was some of our get-togethers, you see.
Mm.
So you could you didn't quilt, but you your girlfriend had a way to go to the quilting. If you were dating a certain girl and you knew that we were having a quilting day in here tonight, it was automatic that you would make arrangements, you know, to drive her down here to the quilting party.
Now, what would a fella do at the quilting party?
Huh?
What would a fella do at a quilting party?
Sit around in the other room and talk.
With the guys?
Mm-hmm. Right. Whole group of guys, you know, because naturally I had brothers and my dad. So they could talk about hunting, which
mm-hmm.
was a great thing in the community. You know, hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, they discussed their dogs and hunting where, you know, and where they were going to hunt and all that, because we didn't have all of this modern day stuff of hunting then. You hunted on foot, mm-hmm. carried your gun, and each man maybe had a dog or two. And by the time you got the whole community together, then that'd give you a pretty good crowd of dogs,
mm-hmm.
you know, to hunt with.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's what the guy would do.
And would you eat at a quilting party?
Uh-uh.
No.
Uh-uh. Not as a rule. That is a rule. Everybody had eaten supper
mm-hmm.
before. It was supper to us.
And the young people, this is something that's changed too. And the young people and the parents would both go together to this kind of thing.
Oh yes.
Now we don't, you know, that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, but see, this is what.
See, the young people be embarrassed now. You know, you'd be, you know, my niece is too embarrassed to go anywhere with her mother like that. She doesn't want her friends to. You know,
well,
you
but
don't do that.
Well, but the part was your child. If your wife worked. If you and your wife work public,
mm-hmm.
your child will never have the connection with you two that we had with our parents.
Mm.
Dad being a farmer. He was there. We were taught things. We were around with them. We were around with them. Mom was right there. Mom never worked. Mom never worked a day at a public job.
She must have worked hard with 10 children.
Well, I said, when
right.
you see that I said a public
right.
A public job.
Right.
No, but when you're doing things the way that this had to be done, but as I said, our connection, the strangest thing that it is to a child now is its parents. And that was the big difference. If I had a problem, I didn't go to my peer. If there was something wrong had happened to school that day that I was upset about, I didn't have to call the counselor. My counselor was my mom.
And you think that comes from the way y'all grew up, having them here and being part of their lives and working together?
Right. Right. I know it was. I know it was.
That's very interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
It is, because we make a bond when we are born. When we are born, I had a bond with my ma. Your child wouldn't have, because your child, when it was brought from the hospital, was put out here in what we call the nursery.
Mm.
When I was born in the warmth, in the bed. I was kept in the bed between my ma and daddy. Would you believe it?
Mm. I just never thought about it.
Mom handled me. Daddy handled me. I remember back as a very, very young child, I would say. Standing, we had the fireplace, and I remember standing between my dad's knees in front of the fireplace. where it was warm.
Mm-hmm.
And my baby brother being laying in my mom's lap. My son used to, for a time we were over here when he was small, and he used to would pretend to cry in the evenings because mom wore an apron
mm-hmm.
and a long dress. I never saw a dress to my mom's knees.
Mm.
And she would take my son and sit him down in this dress and this apron and pull his little shoes off, and he'd warm his feet by that fire. And it become such a part of him until this is what he would. And then look at her. If one of the other of us had him, then he would look at her. Not a tear in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what he was wanting. This bonded my son with the two of them like he'll never be bonded with anybody else. This is today's. And that's why your niece and your children won't want it either. They won't want you at the birthday party when they're 10 years old.
Mm. I keep hoping it'll be different.
We'll see.
Well, when you can...
Seven. My oldest is seven now.
But you can make it that way, doing things that she will find in her dad, that she will find in her dad and in her mom, something that is in nobody else.
Mm.
Time for me. We had that. You wouldn't believe that. You know, as I said, growing up on the farm and working, that we didn't have any time to get out into other things because we were so busy trying to make a living.
And did you help your mom and dad? You were doing chores.
Oh yes, oh yes. Huh? We had plenty of chores. We didn't have any. We didn't have any extra time.
Like what? Did you work mostly with your mama or with your dad or
with both?
What kind of things would you do with your dad?
Like in the field.
Tobacco.
Uh-huh. When we worked in the tobacco. And I used to love sitting out under the barn shed when my dad was curing tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like that, and sitting out in the moonlight in the evenings and him telling me about the things that happened when he was growing up. You know, that was handed down from his parents. I used to enjoy that.
Mm.
And we would roast apples. A lot of times we'd take the apples and roast them in the furnace at the barn. Our little snack, you know, at bedtime.
Mm.
And it was real. Then naturally, when we were working in the tobacco, we didn't have all the modern things. My dad never had a tractor. He never had a chainsaw. We were what we call the dirt farmers.
He worked with a mule, a horse?
Two little mules. And we had a riding horse in later years then that we would ride, like we would go over to Christie in Virginia to pick up our mail
mm-hmm.
or to pick up the few things that we had at the store. And later years we were able to get us a horse. Those little mules were so mean, they would practically eat you up alive. If you tried riding one of them, they would have you as ragged as a jaybird before you'd get where you were going. Because they were entirely too mean to ride. And we did have the riding horse. And she was real good because she would go right up to the steps. Well, naturally, we were very small then, but we could get on her. Stand on the steps. The steps were built up over at the store that we would go on the side of the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have her to stand up real close to that, and then we could step off of the porch over onto her.
Mm.
I spent a lot of time with my dad and with my mom. Invaluable time, as a matter of fact.
What do you remember is like the sweetest times when you're with your mother?
Oh, how can I say? If I were to really... I don't know how I would ever choose. I really don't know how I would...
Any stand out, even as just something that you felt happy being with her?
Well,
What was your equivalent of being held there with your feet by the bar?
She was the person, my mom, to me, was everything. Mom was the person I've never, and I guess I never will, ever see no human being upon the face of the earth, not even that of my own, that I could ever love the way that I loved my mom. And never have I seen anybody that I could share what with. It didn't make any difference whether it was good or bad or indifferent. No matter what it was, and no matter what the problem was, and until now, no matter what happened, if I had the privilege of just to share it with her, if I could just go to her now, no matter what the problem was, this was the kind of relationship we had. That there was nothing upon the face of the earth that we couldn't discuss and didn't discuss. And this is what a lot of the families of today miss.
I was going to say, it's almost... being a historian, I encounter all kinds of differences, right? But it's easier for me to imagine the world divided into white and colored and Indian and Jim Crow and all that, even though things, you know, you said that's changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for me to imagine that than it is to discuss, to imagine this relationship with your mother.
Well, and, my son and I.
I mean, it, particularly if it wasn't just you. I mean, if that was the way that parents and children in the community, you know, interacted. It's mm-hmm. hard for me to imagine that, given where we are today, than it is a lot of these other things.
Naturally.
It's just so different.
Naturally. But my son and I, and a lot of people can't understand our relationship, because my son and I have about the same relationship that I have with my mom. Mm. And have had it. Naturally, you know, with him, it was just he and I four at a matter of time. And there was nothing upon the face of the earth, and until this very day, there is nothing upon the face of the earth, I don't think, that we don't agree. I don't say that we agree, huh? Far be it. But there's nothing that we can't discuss.
Well, do you think that you and your mother are a lot alike?
I've been told that we were. I've been told that we were. And a lot of my son's friends will tell me that they wish they had a mom like me. And they'll say, Elsie, you're the luckiest man in the world to have her for a mom. I wouldn't have dared to have gone to my mom, they said, and talked to her the way that you talk to your mom. Mm-hmm. But it's just a natural thing. This is what it's been all along. Mm-hmm. Even in his youth, I was always a big part of that. And I guess, in fact, I feel that this was a lot to do with it was the upbringing, you know, the closeness that we had. I was close to my dad. I was close to my dad, but I never did share. I guess I could have. But to me, Mom was sufficient. Mm-hmm. You know, she had the answer to any question that I had, whether it was personal, no matter what it was. I didn't have to go to my friends to ask. I could come home mm-hmm. and be straight, mm-hmm. wide open, and ask her, and we could discuss anything that was to be discussed.
I'm a little surprised she had time to talk to you with all those children. And
well, but everybody had their job. Mom couldn't have took care of 10 children.
What do you mean everybody had the job that
On the farm, we had our farm chores. We didn't have running water. We had to carry the water from the old spring that's down on the back of my place here. Mm-hmm. From that house over there. We had to carry the water and wash on the washboard. But like in the afternoons, if she was going to wash tomorrow, this afternoon when we came from school, that meant then that we would bring enough water up, store it up in the tubs. We had tubs, mm-hmm, and a barrel. That we would fill that up with the water the day before. All in the summer, when we were out of school, we would take all the clothes and go down to what we call the branch. It was a pool of water that we would get the water and wash that, take the clothes down there, the tubs and what have you, dip our water out, make us fire in the pot and heat the water.
Now your mama would always go with you,
mm-hmm,
for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. She was the lead in a whole lot of that. And by the time you would do all of that and taking care of your cows, your horses, your pigs, your chickens, we had ducks at one time, turkeys. And by the time that you would do all of that, you didn't have a lot of time to have to think about what your entertainment was going to be, because you were so glad to get finished with what you had to do.
Right.
Until
right.
It was a break. But see, with Mom, then she taught all of us girls to cook. She taught us to do the things. Well, her dad would help us too. You know, we're bringing in wood, because we would find the fireplace. That was our way. And the cook stove was a wood stove. You know, it was no automatic thing. There was no switches to be thrown. Breakfast in the mornings were get up and kindle a fire in the stove and heat it up hot enough to cook biscuits. You made up your biscuits and what have you, and put them in that oven, you know, of the stove when it got hot enough. Set your coffee pot up there, put your coffee in it, and boiled it.
What'd you eat for breakfast?
Biscuit and eggs, and sometimes we had a strip of bacon. Sometimes we had sausage when it was the season to have the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
But we would have that, and sometimes a bowl of oatmeal. But now, there was no weight problems then. There was nobody going to the gym and all of that. We didn't have need to go to the gym because the gym was right there. Right. By the time we got all of our duties done of going to the pasture for the cows and bringing them up and milking them and then putting them up and the pigs and all of this stuff, we didn't have a need for the gym. All we were looking for was a place to just lay down quietly. We didn't have to have a book to accompany us when we went to bed, you know, to give us something other to do till time to drop off to sleep if we didn't go to sleep before we got in the bed. It wasn't that long after.
I'm thinking about kids today.
With nothing to do, idle.
Did your mama and daddy have to stay on top of you? Like, you come home from school. Your mama have to say, Lois, I want you to do this now, this now, this now. Oh, you're not doing that. I told you already to do this.
No, man. Uh-uh. One time. And fully understand. You repeat back to them what they had said to you. For that reason was to know that you had not misunderstood the requirement. Go on anywhere you want to go. You didn't have to stand over a one of us. No, if I was assigned to do something, they could go on where they needed to go, about them where they were at. They didn't have to think a second time of whether or not that this would be done. It was an understood thing. This come from the beginning, and I cannot, I, I cannot fathom parents of today that, all right, all right, Allison, you need to start making your bed in the morning. Oh, I don't. Well, go on, sugar. Mom will make it today. Go bring daddy his shoes. Oh, why don't you go get them yourself? Big deal. Well, that's all right, sugar.
Did y'all always have enough?
Huh?
Did y'all always have enough?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of children, a few.
Well, we had the best living. We had the best living. People don't know anything about living now.
What do you mean?
Happiness is not in having, but of being. What we have depend on others. What we are depend on us. To be, you can give your child, if it were possible that you worked the mint, you can give your children everything that's in that mint, and yet they be lacking. I might not have had 5 cents to hand out to mine, but they could be the richest person in the world, because what they really need and what they really want was my time. Time in itself is an essence that can never be regained. These precious years of those children, and I think of us, as I said, we didn't have anything. In fact, today we would be, well, on even below welfare. So far under that. But we were the richest person. We were the richest people in the world. Because we had everything. We had everything that was essential that we could ever want or need. Because there was two people that we knew that we were the most important thing